Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, my wonderful friends, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm Carmen Hara, and I'm live every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, with my producer Christopher here on Home Time Radio. And we are choosing all kinds of topics that might interest you. And tonight I thought about something I haven't been talking in a long time. Almost like 20 years ago, I came up with a book called Everyday Karma. And I tried to define the concept of karma as number one law of spirituality. And what defines karma is the kind of a luggage that you carry with you for the rest of your life. And it's something that when you exit this physical world, it's all you take with you. Because karma symbolizes your deeds, your action, your intention, the way you look at others, the way you treat yourself, the way you relate to other people. And karma is very well explained in relationships. So consequently, I wrote another book called Karma Queens, Guide to Relationship, referring to the fact that karma influences relationship with the people in your life. But tonight I thought about one aspect of karma, because there's not only individual karma, which is our own action, is the family karma, also the global karma that Mother Earth experiences, like the collective consciousness, that what we do us collectively on Earth for us and Mother Earth. I thought that it's interesting to expand the concept of karma. And tonight I said, okay, let's talk about not your individual karma, not what you also create in your life, but the way, you know what I mean, your family karma influences your life. And I'm going to ask you, do you have like a complicated relationship with your parents, with your kids, with your spouse? Do you feel like your family dynamic isn't that normal, despite all your efforts, all the best effort that you put into making your life good? And the reason that things might not go well is because of this family karma that contributes, you know what I mean, to the relationship that we experience with every single person. Because as I said, karma is something so complex. It can be hard to resolve because it's very hard to identify. And it, unidentified, it leads to a conflictual situation. So, and some people have a very light karmic energy around them, in the sense that they're not acting negative towards them or anybody. But some people have, as I said, effortless, enlightening, and uplifting karmic situation. But in the majority of cases, all this family karma element is extremely powerful, and it can be inherited. And when I said inherited, it's almost like you transfer your action, and whatever you did is transferred to your kids, to your grandkids, to your ancestors. And this is the way you see the same thing playing out over and over and over again, from your life into your kid's life, almost the repetition of your life happening in front of your eyes when your kid experiences the same thing like you did. So discover those different types of karma you have with the people close to you. It's very meaningful. Because it helps you identify what the problem is. It teaches you how to mend all wounds with the people in life, from your parents, from your siblings, and how to develop a stronger bond, especially with your children. It's very significant to have that powerful bond with your kids. So I have a lot of callers, and as you know very well, this is a calling show. So this is the opportunity that we have to interact with each other and discuss in which way this concept is understood by you, or in which way talking about it helps you identify things that you need to identify. Because, as I said, family karma is intense. That's the word. So some family karmas are enlightening, uplifting, as I said. But what is interesting is that no family is perfect. And no family is perfect from your karma. So what does it all mean? It means that you choose your family members. In a way, you choose, you know, when you come in this world, like we used to say, well, you have some kind of a contract. Before coming here, you choose your parent. You choose your brother. You choose, in a way, you know, to be that child who will disobey. You choose some of the things that are happening. Because every person in your family is there as a reflection of something and for a karmic reason. Now, the larger than life bond, the family shines through joys and sorrows in life. So the connection of parent and child is a light that cannot be dimmed, no matter the distance between two people. So parent-child relationship are actually the most powerful, in my understanding. So Derek, if you have kids, call in. Let's talk about the relationship they have with your children. But they require understanding of the psychological elements that are involved that complement the understanding of the karmic element. You know, we begin to understand that sometimes, you know, if we believe in incarnation, that there are things that we experience in a relationship with the people in our life that can turn the table around, like, okay, the parents become kids and vice versa. So that's a very interesting way to look at how I act towards my kid. It's very powerful and significant, because if I'm not resolving and not acting correctly, and if that karma is not a positive one, then, you know what I mean, if you believe in incarnation, you may come back and become the child, you know what I mean, that you kind of didn't treat well, or a lot of people, parents abuse their kids and so on and so forth, so, and vice versa. So it's fascinating to interpret everything from the perspective of the ancient teaching of Pythagoras, who believed in the transmigration of the soul. So there's a lot to talk about it. So if you guys have kids or have family members that you say, well, I'm not really getting along with the people in my life, let's talk about why and how and in which way we can change that, because it's extremely, extremely powerful to know how to identify the karmic patterns of behavior, and especially how to change them. Because of all this connection that we have with all these people in our lives, so that's very powerful. I have a lot of you online, from Robert to Lelani to Helena to Alexandra to Jane. Hi, Jane from Canada. I'm going to start with you because I want to go straight to Canada. So I'm going to ask you, Jane, in a way, if you resonate with the topic having to do with the people in your life, to the female, the people who are the family in your life. What do you think, Jane?
Hi.
Hi, my dear.
Hi, how are you doing, Dr. Hara? Yes.
I'm super excited. Anytime I talk about karma, I think I'm doing fantastic, because I'm digging into this idea of how powerful the element of action, intention, words, and deeds, you know, resonate with us in time. And, you know, that's all we have. That's all we take with us. So it's important to understand how we behave and how we act when it comes to the people in our life. So, but I want to ask you, what is your question to me? And do you have anybody in your family that you feel you have a karmic connection with? Or like anybody in your family that you feel you have that karmic bond I was talking about?
Well, I've got a complicated relationship with both parents.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did you realize that the relationship with your parents is actually a complicated one, and for how long is this going on? Because if you realize it's complicated and you stay in that complicated psychological way of handling it without breaking through, without progressing, you might stay in the same situation 20 years later and acknowledge that nothing has been changed. And in time, you become more and more disappointed with the relationship, and you reach a conclusion in which you say, well, there's nothing I can do. Does it sound like you? Like, okay, I've tried. Does it sound like you?
Yes, both parents are stubborn. But I grew up with my mom, I guess, with my
Right.
Both of them are very stubborn people.
And it's very hard to maintain a healthy communication and healthy boundaries, you know, and a healthy degree of separation from your parents is extremely difficult. And especially when they play a negative influence into your well-being, you know, it's like, look at your life and say, at which point in my life they interfere with my path, they interfere with what I'm doing, and they didn't agree with me and they didn't support me. In which way, you know what I mean? I felt like the relationship is broken, and it's not, because it's very important to be supported and encouraged by your, especially by your parents. And if that's missing and you don't get that support and that love and that protection coming from there, you know, unfortunately, that might affect your life for a very long period of time. So tell me more about it if you, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's carrying on to the relationships as well.
Right.
It's not just like, but even like in the workplace, for instance. Like,
right.
I see that happening. So.
Right. And you can see a discord, you know, like a discord. And those old, that old discord, those old disagreements, those old problems become reoccurring problems. Like you can never reach common ground. You can never reach a stage in which you say, well, now I can see they are trying at least to understand me. I can see that at least, you know what I mean? They are trying to be on my side. I can see at least they are supportive of me lately, you know? So, but the danger is that this might never change, so that those differences will be the same through in time, and that's extremely painful to witness, and almost like impossible to change.
Oh yeah, that's my mom.
Right.
Both of them.
And there's nothing you can say or do sometimes, because you might be tempted to provoke a conversation and try to provoke something with the intention to change. Do you agree?
Yeah.
But then at the end, you have to refrain yourself from any kind of a provocation, because it doesn't take you anywhere.
That's right.
You know, you reach a point in which you say, you're still treating me like I'm a 5-year-old, though I'm 35, you know?
Yeah.
You still disregard and disrespect me because you still see me a baby, and you don't give me any credit for what I've accomplished, and whatever I'm doing is not good for you enough. So that happens in many, many cases. So then the question comes, how should you respond to the karmic pattern of behavior they created towards you? How should you respond? Because if you respond with your emotion, if you respond to your own suffering, that's not going to do anything good. So you have to have the wisdom to distract yourself from the emotion, from the arguing, you know. And you just have to constantly remind yourself that you're above, you know, all of this. And it's not easy, especially when it comes to the parents, because that's the source of emotion you are coming from. And that's the most debilitating. And I've seen a lot of people who go through what you're going through, and that affects their own private life, having to do with finding a mate, having to do with they becoming parents, you know, they knowing how to set boundaries, you know what I mean, with the new people coming in their life, you know, how setting boundaries by protecting themselves, you know. So it, the damage, that's why I said family karma is so powerful, because the bad damage can done by not an unhealthy family karma is sometimes even hard to ever repair, you know. And you carry it with you, and the effect on your life is long terms, and you never know whether you'll ever be completely fully healed. It might sound like very kind of negative, because that's not what I'm, but it's really real. That's the reality of it, you know.
That's right.
Did you see any improvement in the relationship with your mom? Ever?
Just a little bit, but it's, you know.
Okay. Okay. Have you ever thought whether the problem she is having with you might be rooted somewhere else, might be rooted in her own relationship with her own family, or in their relationship with your father, or something probably happened to her at some point in her life, in which she closed the door to her heart and she became such a harsh, negative person? Have you ever questioned what made her be who she is right now?
Yeah, well, she, you know, her and my dad never got married, so, you know.
Okay.
So she was a single parent.
Right. Well, that explains a lot. That explains a lot. And probably her own suffering was reflected in the relationship with you. Because I want to tell you, the moment you have an understanding of why she did what she did, you forgive. And forgive is something that means you detach from that pain. So the pain is not that intense. It might not affect you. And you start to develop an ability of freeing yourself from those emotions and from that suffering. And then you will be able to project a different reality for your own self. Because at the end of the day, you have to live your own life. And you don't want to carry this baggage of whatever happened with the family and whatever has been done to your mother. You don't want to carry that with you. How is your own personal life, Jade? So thinking about you, I want to go to a break. Don't go anywhere, because I want to finish with you. I want to find something more here. We can dig a little bit. I'm coming hard on time radio. I'll be taking a short break. So please hold on the line. Everybody else, I'll be with you in a minute.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm Carmen Hara, back on Om Time Radio. We're talking about family karma and mother-daughter karmic relationship that can very, very much disturbed by issues of identity. Because a lot of women say, oh, I don't want to end up like my mother, because let's say my mother divorced, she had a terrible time. But you know what? Blood is blood overall, and karma is karma. So we possess the free will to change the course of our life, but it's not necessarily guaranteed. So maybe, Jane, you probably hated the way your mother... Are you still with me, Jane?
I am.
Yes, so probably you hated many things in your mom's life, and you want to... Do you think there were any similarities between your life and your mom's life?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going through some of my own struggles.
Right, and you have to break, and that's so hard work, you know, so hard work, because you don't want to go through whatever your mother went through, and she failed, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's a struggle to keep yourself apart from the mother figure in your life. And that is like when the conflict even amplifies. And a lot of women listening to the show, I want you in this very second, think in this moment at your life and think at your mother and think in which way your mother played a role at some point influential in the way your life went, you know. In terms of marriage, your emotion, your achievement, and everything, because as I said, it's that bond that is the source of where you're coming from, and it's the most powerful thing that plays a role in our lives. So, Jane, anything else I can help you? Like, if you have a question, a specific something for me?
Yes. Well, I wanted to know what my chances are of getting a job.
Oh, you get a job. The first thing that comes in my head, like using my intuitive mind, I think there's a job somewhere coming next month in August. I definitely think you're going to work and you're going to be okay with your job and quite happy with your work. I'm not worried about that. That I think will really work for you.
It would be next month because
you're right. Yeah, I even think there might be probably... that you will have two choices, you know, all of a sudden there can be two choices, like choosing between two different opportunities. One means being far more away from home or something like this. So choose one that that is more fulfilling, or the one that you feel more comfortable doing, but I'm 100% sure that that's going to happen.
Okay, there's a position that I'm going to be applying for, the group housing.
All the chances. You have the chances. And again, it's like not only you have the chances, there are two options that you have. You'll be in a position of choosing. You know what I mean? Choosing between those two, you know?
Oh, really?
Right. So you know, sometimes you think, well, I have no, and then all of a sudden there's not only one offer, it can be even two.
Oh, at the same place, or?
No, it might be two different places. That's why I said that one place might be not that close, or something that might be a total different thing. So, but you will take whatever you feel, and probably you will take the first one that comes, because sometimes when you look for a job and you really want a job, and it manifests, then you will take it. You will take it. Call me and let me know about the new job, because you're going to be really happy with the new job.
Oh, that's great.
All right, my Jane.
I'll let you know.
Okay, my love. Thank you so much. I know I have so many of you online. I'm going to go to Europe, to Romania, to Alexandra, because I assume that she's online for quite a while. How, my dear Alexandra?
Good evening, Dr. Hara.
How are you, my love? It's so good to hear your voice. I can't believe you're awake at this time. It must be, what, 2 a.m. for you, or something like 1 a.m. or something like that? You're not sleepy? Okay. How can I help you, my love?
I'm in holiday, so...
Okay, so you can afford not to sleep. Okay, I understand. That's understandable. Do you have any specific questions for me? Something that is... important to look, to validate, to give you an insight, what it is that you said I need to get an answer for?
My question is, do you think that I will be, I will have children soon?
Oh, absolutely. I see no reason of you having kids. How old are you? 30-something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, you're 29. Oh, you're so young. Absolutely. Well, there is a personal year that talks about having kids. So give me the month and the day of your birth, not the year. And let's see which year you're in so that we can, according to the teaching of Kabbalah, see what it is, what the time defines you having a baby or not. Tell me just the day and the month of your birth.
25th of November.
So your chances of having a baby are extremely, extremely strong anytime between the fall closer to your birthday and all the way down to 2020. I actually believe that in 2020, probably towards the end of the year, you will have a child. And you start a new life cycle with this baby coming into your life. So just get ready. This is not going to take long. Be ready for an extraordinary adventure, which means motherhood, and we were talking about relationship between a mother and a child. So it's going to be a fascinating experience. It's going to make you grow. You are excited to do it, so you're going to be a great parent, and you're going to have a wonderful child. And I think it's probably be more than one. So just get ready, because time is like, that's why you're not sleeping and putting this question. It's going to happen, my love. Absolutely. Just call me back and let me know what you have, you know?
Thank you very much.
Okay, my love. I love you, Alexandra. Thank you so much for calling me. And feel free to call anytime. Most likely call me and let me know when the baby's coming so I can celebrate with you. I love celebration, the birth of kids. There's nothing more beautiful than bringing children in this world. I love you, Alexandra. I'm going to go to Helena in New York. Hi, my dear.
Hi, Carmen. Good to hear you.
It's good to hear you. So how was your family, Karma? I was always talking about Karma. I thought of you because you're one of my dear friends. So have you ever had an easy relationship with your family?
No, I wouldn't call it easy. I mean, I was, you know, both my parents, you know, had powerful influences on me and still do. They've both passed. But I was thinking, you know, I often kind of call on them for help and support, but at the same time I know that maybe, you know, certain things in the way they were as human beings is affecting
right.
my life now in certain ways. I mean, I don't know if you can...
Were they encouraging of you, empowering you, supporting of you? Because that's what's very important. That's what a person should do. Should
well,
support.
Yes, in many ways. Although,
in many ways,
you know, in
yeah.
ways, you know, you know, it was complicated because my father died when I was young, so my mother was very dependent on me, but at the same time she also kind of, you know, encouraged me to do what I, you know, had talent for and set me
right.
in a way. So
right.
It's just so complicated.
Right.
Which of those two influences is more powerful, you know?
Because it's interesting. I wonder at what extent your parents' life and your connection with them was reflected in your own private life, you know, because it's fascinating to watch and see how, you know, our life intertwines with our parents, you know, and that in many ways sometimes our life is reflects our parents' life, you know, at a certain degree, you know. So
yeah, definitely.
Okay, do you have any questions for me tonight, something that, you know, is important for you to look into?
Well, I mean, especially, you know, my father, for example, had issues with money, and so do I.
You see? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. That's exactly. And for everybody listening, I want our listeners to understand that if you face a struggle with something in life, the first thing that you should do, you have to look back, you know, at your family and look what kind of a karma with money my family had, what kind of a karma with love my family had. You know, what was going on? There were a bad divorce, if there was a loss of money, if there was struggling with finance. We might see that being reflected, unfortunately, because I think, I really believe that family karma, your karma is kind of transfer, you know what I mean, to the next generation. So it's transferred to the kids, to the grandkids, and also want to make sure that whatever we create, you know what I mean, it's so fulfilling and so rewarding and so powerful and even financially rewarding that the next generation, they take that from us, you know, in a good sense of the word, you know, and it's empowering them. And we don't want them to struggle like we did. So that and if we do, we need to know how to break through. I was, for instance, born in the northern part of Romania, in Transylvania. I'm talking about struggling. We had no food on the table. I lived during the Ceausescu regime, and I lived a very, very difficult life. Those were hard years, difficult years for that part of the world, for millions and millions of European in the communist bloc of Europe. And the way I broke that karma, when I saw the struggle in my family, the lack of money. We had no money for food, but there was no food. So, and I said, I don't care. And I ran away from that part of the world, and I came to the land of opportunities, which is America. So, but it's interesting. So the way to break that karma was by taking a major step forward and a very, courageous decision, because it's not easy to go through the emigration process. As you can see, it's not easy to remove yourself from one part of the world and plant yourself in a different mentality, in a different way of thinking, dealing with a total different group of people with a different mindset. But when things like this occur, then I encourage you, people listening, take, you know, that leap of faith and break through that walls in front of you and have no fear. Like in your case, you said, okay, my father struggled with money. How can I break through this? You have to break that, because that's the only way that's going to free you from this family karma, is proving yourself that, no, I'm going to make a big chunk of money and I'm going to succeed. Anything good is going on with your money right now? I think it will be.
What I mean, you see good in money? What did you say?
I said if something good, like a new project, something that pays you good money, are you supposed to travel somewhere or somebody's coming to offer? I feel like there can be an offer coming from somebody in California. I feel there's someone else helping you. I feel that your struggle with money has to come to an end. You know, you have to put an end to this reoccurring pattern of existence, because that's what karma is all about, something that keeps on repeating and repeating and repeating. Repeating forever, you know, it's like something that we are going through and it doesn't stop. It keeps on happening. And that's what karma plays the role in love relationship, in money situation, in the struggle, in the way you express yourself, in your success, in your achievement. When you break that karmic pattern and you succeed, you keep on succeeding. When you fail, you keep on failing. So unfortunately, you know, we are operating this way at the way the mind is structured. The fact that the subconscious mind takes over our life, and the subconscious stores all those memories of suffering, and those memories keeps on kicking in at the cellular level on a daily basis, you know, in everything we do. When we think we're going to break through, something kicks in that is already stored within you. So the wisdom is, how can I, like in your case, how can you take all that nonsense that exists in you and throw it out, you know, so that you're a free woman from all the memories and everything that happened to you, financially speaking, that you don't want that to happen anymore. So.
Right.
So I see you breaking through. Do your work. Do the work with your own self. And do the work with your own emotions, and try to break through to the thinking, to the emotional self, because then you're going to see how you will turn the wheel around and make the things work for you. I really see you breaking through, and I think this is the time of breaking through. I really see this happening. And you have to see it. You have to. So it's, in other words, reality is a manifestation of what's in your mind. And one of the reasons things don't manifest is when the subconscious is way too powerful and it stops the physical reality for bringing in the things that we are meant to bring in. So it's like this battle that exists within us that we need to be aware that we have to win over the memories of the 90% of the brain that tends to sabotage everything that we're doing on a daily basis. So I think that there is a self-sabotage with the finance in your case.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to work on that. Work on stopping self-sabotaging yourself when it comes to money, because you are doing it out of your own subconscious fear that is rooted within you for a very long period of time, was initially implemented in you by what happened to your dad and what you've seen in the family. It's like Freud used to say, everything goes back to your family. Everything goes back to whatever has happened there when you were young. And that's so true. So that's something I want you to think about and work on it. And I really believe that in your case, there's a major turn because you have tremendous potential to break through this. But you have to force yourself to create that breaking through, because you will do. I see you doing so amazingly well. And do your inner work. Anytime you have a moment, mm-hmm. do your inner work. Taking that fear away, throwing away those emotions, and rebuilding the confidence, and try to bring in the memories that you need to work on, so that you free yourself from those memories of failing, you know, of fear, of lack of achievement, and not succeeding, and so on and so forth. So those things should not exist within. As much as you consciously can say, I'm successful, I'm going to do it, and whatever, but the subconscious will sabotage you. Will sabotage, because subconscious is way more powerful than the consciousness.
Hmm.
So that's the kind of work that I want you to do. Okay, Alan, I love you. Thank you so much for calling. I'm going to go to a break right now, everybody listening, and I'm going to come back to Robin and Lelani and all my wonderful friends. Hold on the line. I'll be back in a second.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I am back on Om Time Radio with my wonderful producer, Christopher. And we are talking about the impact that family karma has on us. And sometimes it's so wonderful to regain joy in family and put your pride aside. Because pride is the number one cause of family grief. It's because our ego, the generator of stubbornness and all the pain, and pride comes between families in a very ugly way. It can simply devastate a family because The members begin to see themselves as individuals that are dissociated from the whole of the family. So that pride that we talk so much in our life about causes us to lose the sense of unity and only makes us look for ourselves. So I want you to look at the family as a oneness, as a totality. So, you know, it's very important to try to get along, to try to heal, you know, to try to make things change. Because change is a process, it's not a result. It's very important to think change is a process and is not a result. So the best thing you can do for a family, and especially for a family member who is very hard to deal with, like your mother, your mother-in-law, your brother, or probably one of your kids, you know, is to handle, to gently push them towards the changes that they need to make with a lot of patience. You need a lot of patience, a lot of wisdom. And you need to take time and offer them unconditional support, disregarding whatever they did to you and whatever you see that they're not acting correctly or not creating, as I said, that good positive karma. But the best way to help someone change is by showing them what change looks like, you know? Change yourself to reflect the behavior they need to work on. If you have a family member who's always bad-mouthing everybody, don't indulge in that behavior yourself. Like, we see this in our politics. It's like, if somebody says something about our president, you know what I mean? There is a overreaction instead of a little bit of a wisdom, you know what I mean, in which you don't respond to fire with fire. And you bring the world together, you bring the country together, you bring, and that comes through in relationship, because I'm talking about global karma. I'm talking of family karma, I'm talking of global karma, the way collectively the world is affected by the bad karma of some leaders of this world. And I'm not judging, I wish, you know, I'm not hurt by the White House, and definitely I'm not. But, you know what I mean? Pay attention to your own action, because nobody's perfect. And correct the actions. Try to fix it. Try to come in harmony. Try to be the wise. Try to bring us. We need so much wisdom in this world, my goodness gracious. But coming back to be kind to everybody you meet, you know, is fighting a battle you know nothing about. So it's important, you know what I mean, to use wisdom. If you want to have a healthy and long life, you know, and live in peace, and don't carry that karma with you, and incarnate again, you know what I mean, from the wealthy man that is the president into becoming a beggar at the corner of the street without health insurance, you know, that's what incarnation is all about. You have to pay for what you do, for all your wrong deeds. I don't know why I'm talking about him right now, but sorry about that. Let's go to Robin in Pennsylvania. Hi, my Robin. Hi, my dear. How are you, my dear friend?
I'm fine, Carmen. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Right, my love. Yes. So we're talking about karma in the family, karma in the world, and everything that we collectively experience. And probably you have your own karmic things to share. You know, probably you have your own relationship with your own dad, your own people in your life, the things that, you know, work in a certain way, and you probably want to correct them. Is there something you want to discuss with me about your own life or about this topic that I can be of any help?
Yes. Well, the karma with my father, you know, my father's situation.
Right.
And that, you know, along with a lawyer, and even
right.
Now getting into speaking with the chief of staff of the Veterans Hospital, that
right.
may happen. And I don't
Perfect.
Know what will happen there. But it's more, you know, a matter of justice coming, and that's what I want to,
right.
you know, this. I don't know how that works with karma, but that's how I feel, that it's necessary for that to come to a closure.
Right. So,
and
I cannot agree with you more, you know what I mean? I cannot agree with you more. I really believe that in cases like this, you know what I mean, you need to have a a closure, and you need to have peace. You need to come to an understanding of why did this happen to me and how can I get the best outcome. And I think that everything you're doing here, Robin, you're doing the right thing. You're acting in good faith. You're acting with good intentions. So creating that positive karma, like we call it, that's exactly what you're doing. So you're on the right path. You are doing the right thing here. You really are. So
thank you.
It's all and, about not giving up or not being worried or not being overwhelmed by the delay in time, and because the process is so heavy sometimes, so difficult. Do you agree with me? So difficult to be settled and to be resolved. And you see all these outside influences trying to drag you down, and all this, especially if you're going to do something legal, all these lawyers, like everybody, dragging you down, you know. And the wisdom is not to allow yourself, you know, you're setting boundaries to external influences. It's not an easy, and some people don't know how to do it, you know what I mean? And they cause an entire drama when setting boundaries. But I think that that's what you need to do right now. Boundaries are protection, you know. It's like compromising with the people who try to affect you, like in a negative way, you know. So stand up, you know, against these people, and in a very firm way, and in a very, I think, not in a negative way. I mean, I think it's very hard to stand up in a polite way, but it's possible. And it's very hard to tolerate, but we will have to tolerate situations and circumstances and people. So I think that talking in a wise way, I think that's the way that's going to lead you to achieving exactly what you need to here. And you're going to make it, and it's going to be great.
Yes, I found a lawyer who absolutely wants to talk to to them, and I'm looking also for a military person to come along with me. I don't know if you can.
And you will find that somebody middle-aged comes in my heart, like somebody around 40, late 40s, 50-something, very willing to help. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm. And you know something interesting, Karma? Carmen, is that remember I was taking care of my father, and now I'm looking after a gentleman who is in he is in a hospice care at home. I'm looking after him, and he's very generous with his money.
Good. I feel like there might be some help that you're getting there from the universe. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Because you are doing something beautiful by taking care of that person. So, and that person seems to be a good person who wants to give back to you. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Right. So that's something quite beautiful happening here. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe I have two things going on that will work out financially for me, which it should be fantastic.
It will. Absolutely. It will. Because I feel like you're able to break through a lot of adversities. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
You're able to break through the adversities. It's pretty remarkable what you did, you know? Right.
Well, I think, yes. It's very interesting.
You need to know that you are on the right path. You need to know all of this. You need to know that you need to continue on this path, that you're on the path of being rewarded emotionally, psychologically, being rewarded financially, you know. Some things, they do work in your favor. And you just start to see how things that you've been planting are just growing in front of your eyes. This is pretty good, my love.
Oh, that's fantastic. That uplifting.
Right. You need to be empowered. That's why communication is important. That's why talking to the people who will help you empower you. It's so significant. It's just so strong, so empowering. That's what you need. That's what you need, you know?
It's true, because I go from one lawyer to another, and now I feel as though this has gone into a different direction, but it's the right direction.
Right.
And you feel that.
It is the right direction. You're totally on the right direction, and you feel it, and you start seeing it, you know. You're seeing it that everything around you starts to turn into your favor. So continue on this path because you are on the right road. You know, you're doing it correctly. And you start seeing it, you know, that you get rewarded, you know, for your tenacity. You're not giving up. You're fighting. You've been fighting so hard. And you learn how to set boundaries to all of those people you needed to set boundaries to. Meaning all those lawyers, all these those legal people, you know, who might try to kind of extort things from you.
Mm-hmm.
So I really believe that you are definitely on the right path.
Oh, trust me. When I get what I am looking for, I will be seeing you in New York.
All right, my love.
We
can speak on the radio anytime you need. I'm here. You know what I mean? I'm here. See, I'm watching people progressing through life. I love seeing people transforming their reality, you know, and getting better. And you're one of those people that I can see the transformation. It's just happening in front of your eyes. So I love you, Robin. So keep me posted, and I'm here for you anytime.
I love you, Carmen. Thank you. So appreciate it.
Me too. I'm going to my good night, my love, to Lelani. Hi, Lelani, my wonderful friend for so many years. Waiting forever on the radio. Are you still there?
Hi, beautiful.
Sorry, my beautiful Lelani. So how's everything with you? How you resonate with my topic? Is there something here you want to ask me?
I really, really resonate with it. My mother and I have a tumultuous relationship. She's a fundamentalist Christian, and she was abusive physically, emotionally.
Right.
And I know that my soul agreed to that. I guess I am really sick and tired of the financial struggle as well. And just
where is that struggle coming from, in your understanding? Because you see, it's always coming
from my mom.
Somewhere. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
And my dad died when I was 2.5, so my mom was a single mom.
Yes. That explained many other things in your life, Lelani. The loss of your father figure, you actually you never met your father figure. You were way too young to understand what a father figure. I remember that for my mom. My mom's mom had 14 children, and she died right after giving birth to my mom. 14 kids, you imagine, and she died at 40-something. And she left those 14 kids without, during the war, three of them died. But anyhow, the rest of them lived. Relatively long life. And my mom was the youngest, and all her life she told me, I don't know what it means to be loved by a mother because I never had a mother.
Yeah,
so I had sisters, older sisters, I had brothers, I had my dad. Her father never remarried, lived to his 90s and lived 50 years without his wife. It was pretty impressive, but he just dedicated his life to raise those 14 kids, you know. But my mom always complained I never had a mother. So I understand in your case, you never had a father. So never having a father
I never had a mother also. I didn't have a mother. She was available.
On top of everything. So that is where all of this is coming from. In your private life, the struggle that you have in your private life, the struggle with money, the struggle with where you belong in the world, your attachment, your ability to attach, your need of love, your need of support, you know. That's why I know when you call, you know what I mean? I'm coming to you with that energy, you know, the energy that a soul like you really needs to survive, that vibration energy of a goodness and unconditional and something that your soul desperately needs because you actually never had it, you know. So it cannot be supplemented by outsiders, no matter, even if you have like adopted parents or whatever, they sometimes, you know, they can never do the real job. So a parent is a parent that you either have or you don't. So but there are good people in this world who adopt kids and they try to be good parents. But in your case, I feel like you miss that, if you agree with me. Do you?
Yeah, I always wanted a parent.
Right. Right. And at this point, all you can do is just to bless your both of your parents, and whether they're your father is in the universe, and you have to tell yourself, you know what I mean, now I'm good. The lesson is learned. I need to know where I'm going from here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I really feel in a good place with it. And I feel one reason I chose that is to learn self-love, and I'm learning self-love.
That's so beautifully said, and that's exactly what you need to learn. It's like you start loving yourself, appreciating yourself, you know what I mean, honoring yourself, and then the life will honor you back, and you will start reflecting that love in the universe, and then the true, genuine, authentic love will come in your private life, you know, through a partner, through somebody who will dedicate his life to you. And thank you, Leilani, and everybody listening. I'm at the end of the show.
Thank you.
I'm Carmen Hara. I love you, my dear, on Home Time Radio with my wonderful Christopher. Very grateful that you listened to everything I had today about family karma, and I'll be back next week, same time, on Home Time Radio. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.